Congresswoman Carol Miller represents West Virginia's 3rd Congressional District, also serves on the Committee on Ways and Means, and is also the 2022 recruitment chair, I should say, for the National Republican Congressional Committee. Her job is to oversee the recruitment of candidates to ensure Republicans take back the House in 2022. In other words, she's a very important lady and a lovely lady, and I love her because the first thing she said when she sat down and looked over at me was, wow, that's a great tan.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of that in West Virginia, do you?
Sunshine?
Oh, a lot of tan people.
Well, I'm sure those people that are out on tractors get pretty tan when they're going, but not yours is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Look at him. He's blushing, and you can actually tell.
You can tell, yeah. Hey, I do want to ask you about, I think it was just yesterday, over the last couple of days, you had a little bit of a contentious, and maybe I'm using the wrong word. If I'm wrong, correct me. But a back and forth with Janet Yellen, some of the issues with the new budget that Joe Biden has presented for 2022. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, you're right, but just explain to the audience, listening audience, exactly what the argument was.
Well, there weren't a lot of real answers. There weren't real facts. There was a lot of possibilities, or we're going to, or we're trying to, or this is what we want to do.
Well, did it start with you just taking her to task on the actual 2022 budget? Is that how it started?
Well, I mean, I was one of the last people to actually speak to her out of the entire committee, so it had been going on for quite a while.
Gotcha.
And I asked a few yes or no questions, and are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? But the budget, as a business owner, Main Street America is so concerned about the taxes that they're going to try and levy on everybody and everything. And, you know, the tax jobs and I'll get it out. The jobs, tax jobs and, well, anyway, the wonderful 2017 bill that we passed, made business able to give people more money in their paychecks. It made more businesses come back home, and we're going to see the exact opposite happen.
Right. And it increased revenue. It was just a terrific, positive, constructive bill, and they're doing away with it. It's horrible. Congressman Carol Miller from West Virginia, the 2022 recruitment chair for the NRCC. And, yes, you mentioned the economy yesterday, bad unemployment numbers, Carol, Congresswoman, I should say. Also, inflation rising, skyrocketing,
absolutely,
essentially. So the border issues, the crime problem, all these things bode well for Republicans taking the House in 2022 with the slim majority the Democrats already have.
That is correct. And the American people are very aware of their gasoline prices going up, their meat prices. There's a joke, if you see a man in a truck with a bunch of 2x4s in the back, that he's showing off his wealth. Because, you know, when you're trying to remodel your home or build a home, that you can't even price it.
The price of lumber has, again, skyrocketed.
Oh, it has.
Lumber and gas the most of anything.
Yes.
And maybe meat as well.
You'll see, I was going to say, you'll see it in beef. You're going to see it across the board. And we, after the tax jobs and job, I'm used to saying initials now. After that bill passed, you saw so many businesses coming back to our country, and we don't want that to reverse our economy was absolutely blooming before the COVID.
Yeah. I was humming. By the way, the reason why he referred to you as Carol, my partner Bernie, is his wife's name is Carol. So he's used to saying Carol all the time. So,
well, and I'm not used to Carol so much as Carol.
Oh, see,
you know, Carol. We talk a little different.
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. But it's great to have you here from the great state of West Virginia. So in terms of the candidates for the House, talking about how we were humming along in 2017 and what a great job President Trump was doing, will President Trump be involved? Is he actually going to be hands-on with something like that?
Well, don't you think he is right now?
Well, I think he is with everything.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he is very active in his own way.
Do you talk to him? Do you
have no.
No. Okay. Have you ever?
It's not my job.
Not your job. Okay.
My job is to reach out to candidates and to people and to cultivate, help them with their decisions, help them understand what it takes, and particularly with women. In 2018, I was the only Republican woman in the freshman class.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That changed.
Well, that was because the opposite party made sure that that happened. Right. I was outspent 3-1.
Wow.
But I was very fortunate and worked very, very hard to get elected. And we reversed that. We made sure we reversed that. But that was the focus in 2018. And so moving forward, I'm talking to veterans. I've got all kinds of wonderful minorities and women. And I mean, we have so many candidates that are going to step forward. We have some that have already announced. I'm just so positive that the American people are fed up already. What they're seeing, hearing.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're hearing them singing our national anthem so loudly.
Yeah. At the Islanders game.
That's
yes.
Right.
It gives you goosebumps, doesn't it?
It does. It really is something. People are pushing back, and I feel it. I really do. And I apparently you do as well. Congresswoman Carol Miller from West Virginia, again, the 2022 recruitment chair for the NRCC. Carol, you know, we were responsible here on the Bernie and Sid show for electing Nicole Malliotakis to Congress. I just want you to know that.
Oh, I like her.
Speaking of recruitment,
yes.
We got rid of that little weasel, Max Rose. So we're taking credit for that. But I want to ask you this. The Arizona recount, what's going on there, and why are the Democrats so afraid of auditing these elections? I mean, there's nothing wrong, why are you trying to hide it?
I think you can answer your own question on that one.
Right?
Absolutely.
So what's going on? What are they doing down there now?
Well, I haven't honestly kept track on where they are at this point because my focus is on getting candidates. But, you know, when you start going through, I know in my state, our clerks have worked so hard to be diligent and to make sure that we had the right ballots and everything was counted correctly. And so it remains to be seen. I'm not hands on that aspect. I'm more concerned with the people that are out there that are willing to step forward to serve our country and show what our values and our morals and what is really important as an American.
Now, while your career has just hit an all-time high, being on this show in New York City with us, there's another person in your state that is talked about every day on all the news channels, everywhere, that's Manchin. And we congratulated Joe a couple of weeks ago for standing up for what's right, even though it went against what his party wanted. But there is some fear that eventually they'll get to him. And they'll make him go back the other way. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Manchin's a man of his conviction, and this is the way he feels. What do you think about that? And do you have a relationship with Manchin?
I do. In fact, I served under him when he was governor, and he has a long history in West Virginia, and he is very loyal to West Virginia. He's a true West Virginian.
True mountaineer.
Oh, absolutely. I was very happy with his decision. He is probably the best politician I've ever met.
Wow.
Really? Oh, yes. Joe Manchin he's awesome.
So you have faith that he's going to toe the line on this voting bill? I hear he's already caving. He's proposing some sort of a compromise on the voting rights bill that the For the People's Act, as the propagandists put it, that the Democrats are putting forward. Joe Manchin already starting to waffle. I hear
Is
that.
He?
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, then everybody needs to call him, write him, email him, text him, let him know how you feel, because he represents our whole state and anyone else that has feelings about these things. They need to let him know so that he can go with his conscience as to what is the right choice.
Right. Even they'll still need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, but I did hear that he's waffling. Congressman Carol Miller from West Virginia. By the way, I love your governor, Jim Justice. He turned down the federal unemployment enhanced bonus, the $300. He said, I don't want it. I want people to go back to work. I love that. Tell us about your part of West Virginia, where you come from. People think of coal mines in West Virginia, but it's a beautiful state, actually, right?
I actually think of Bob Huggins, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and you see, I'm from the other university down at Marshall University in Huntington.
And know it well.
Yes. And so
the great Randy Moss played there.
Yes, he did.
And they had that awful plane crash.
Yes, they did.
Matthew McConaughey was very good in that movie.
That was a great movie.
Wasn't it?
And, of course, he jogged in the park, you know, while he was there filming, and you know, the women just loved it.
He's very sexy.
I know, jogging without a shirt on, I heard. But, my district is beautiful, and it's sort of shaped like smiley face smile, and it starts along the Ohio River, but goes all through southern West Virginia, and those coal mines and those counties in the Greenbrier, which is owned by our governor. And
oh, really?
You get into this beautiful farm country. It is until you see it and you – every time I drive through there, I'm just amazed at God's beauty.
Wow.
In our rivers, our mountains. It's a wonderful place
so
to
it's,
be.
So it's fair to assume you're not impressed by Third Avenue then, I guess.
Well, it's funny. My chief was saying, come on. And I'm going – I'm looking around because I was just standing and walking, doing 360 degrees. This is so foreign to me.
It really is.
And I do talk a little slower than
no,
you.
No, you're great.
By the way, West Virginia, the only southern state not to be in the Confederacy.
That's
if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
See that?
And
see,
Hillary like Clinton hates you people. She hates you guys.
Well, they don't like her much either.
Hey, Carol Miller, 2022 recruitment chair for the National Republican Congressional Committee. Congresswoman Carol Miller, where can people go to look you up or to help out in this endeavor to get Republicans elected to Congress?
You can just CarolMiller.com, electCarolMiller.com, anything, it'll pull up.
Okay.
But, you know, we are looking for good, solid American people who want to step forward and represent our values and what has made America great.
I like
you were delightful. It's great to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Nice to meet you.
And by the way,
Walt.
The only reason I asked you about the Arizona thing is it's on the list of questions to ask you.
Oh, really?
So I apologize. Somebody,
it doesn't matter.
Somebody gave it to me. What can I tell you?
Well.
But listen, no, we're all over it. You're all over everything, and we thank you very much. You were a delight, as Sid said. I hope you enjoy the city, and you have plenty of mace in your bag when you walk around.
Maybe I look mean enough.
You're tough. Hey, Carol, I wouldn't mess with you. I'll tell you that, sweetie. You're cute, but you're tough.
Thanks.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot more guests stopping by today. Lauren Conlon, the voice of the Yankees, who happens to be on MSNBC right now. I'm watching him from the left corner of my eye. Michael Kay. He'll join us at 9:25. So keep it right here for the Friday edition of Bernie and Sid.